Purim is a time that everything's without boundaries. Simcha without boundaries. Dibur Chaverim. Many, many things that are without gvulas. And one of the things that also has a chelik in it is Divrei Torah. It says, Chayev Adam Sume Vipurya de lo yoda. And it's one of the most puzzling things to try to understand. How could losing your mind be of any tachlis? I mean, if a person doesn't have his das, what does he have? Where's an avoida? I mean, not having das is afkor from avoida. Where's there an avoida where a person is somehow breaks through das? So I want to speak a little bit, and it is really a deeper inyan. It's some of it is nagiyat, a very deep inyanim. But again, Purim has in itself a certain mila of being without gvulis. And for a person who has an ear and he's able to hear something, we can call it something that maybe normally we can't. The Pasuk says, in the end, when it sums up why there's Purim, so it says that Haman the Tzorer, called Yehudim, he wanted to be ma'abedem, ubevoya lifnei ha-melech, when she came to the melech, Oma, he said, ima sefer, yoshu machshav teroa shechesh val Yehudim. If they'll write a new sefer, we'll be able to undo the bad that he's done. In other words, it's referring back to the pasuk that they asked him about Gzeira. He said, once it's written the sefer and it's nechtam, the Gzeira can go back. But what you can do is you can write a new sefer. And writing a new sefer, you'll be able to undo the Gzeira. Yes, it's an interesting prod of sorts. The mechanics of how they got around the Gzeira, the bureaucracy of once you have it in the sefer, it can't be written, it can't be wiped out. They wrote a new sefer with a halacha that they can be makdim full of maka. Fine. Is that, if you're trying to sum up, if someone asks you to sum up the Nes Purim in one sentence, so Haman had a terrible machshav on the Jews, the Goyrel is a bit ancillary, but okay, and then the Eitzah was ima sefer. And that's how the pasuk sums it up, that he said, why is that in the sentence that sums up the teichin of Purim? That's the nekuda I want to discuss a little bit. So the word itself, the place where it says it, the Mezuzah Magid says it. It's brought down actually a little bit early, also in some ways. But he's the one who says it's mostly furish. The apta develops the idea, but a lot of the pieces is I'm being masbib. Let's first the nekuda that he says. Mishnah in Ovis. It says shiva dvarim begoilim v'shiva dvarim bechacham. There are seven things in a goilim and seven things in a chacham. So first of all, there's a ha'ara. Why are you makdim? Usually start with the good first. Why are you makdim the goylem first? So it has seven things that are shayach to the chacham. Normal things, a person asks kaseder, he asks only le'inyan, he doesn't speak in front of somebody, he's goylem imenu, type of anhoges that are shayach to chacham. And then it says v'chilufeihem begoylem. And the opposite is by a goylem. So the Magid said, the world of chilufim is only shayach in the world of goylamos. And let's explain it. Like I said before, it's not a very easy point. But fakat, maybe sometimes when we have a little bit more in the b'dicha daite, of z'chucha daite, we can be oimer and akuda like this. The world as we have it was created, the Ramban says, from Chayme Hiyuli, from unformed, undifferentiated matter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then imposed the Tzura on everything, and that became the world as we know it. So Breishis Bara Elokim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this formless matter the matter that is really has no specific designation, no specific definition, and he put around the tzura where he defined everything in a very clear and specific way. That world of unformed matter, that world of matter without any specific properties, the Ramban calls it Chomei Hiyuli, the Rishonim other quote it. The Sefer Yetzirah calls it Goylam. Goylam means unformed matter. In modern Ivrit today, a Chomei Gela means raw material, unprocessed material. That world is called the world of Goylam. Once Chachma comes into that, Chachma begins to impose a tzura. This has these properties. This has these laws. This is how it works. Anything that we call Chachma, anything that we call a tzura, that specifies something and gives it specific properties and designates it as one thing and not the other thing, that's called Chachma and onwards. In other words, when you impose klolim, rules, and definitions and properties, that's the world of Chachma onwards. So he says like this, the Maggid. These laws, these rules of the Chacham are all, if you look at it, they're Seder HaDvarim. That makes sense. There's sort of the elementary foundations of logic. There's an order, a structure. You don't go before Mitzvah Gadol Menu. It's not der cheretz. It's a mahalach. In other words, how we describe matter and people that have been formatted with chachma, with atzur, and so on. In that world, you can fix. You can redo. You can patch, but you can't reverse something totally in a way that it is the opposite of itself. Light can be dimmer. Light can be different colors. Light can be made to shine at different angles, but light doesn't become darkness, and darkness doesn't become light. And hot doesn't become cold. It becomes hotter, it becomes cooler, it can be a diffused heat, it can be a focused heat. You could, many, many differences within that world. But that something should be what it's not, that is not Shaya. So b'meila you have the shivadvarim b'goylam and then b'chacham. And that's why goylam comes first, because the world of goylamis is first. The world of Golamis has in itself potential to become one of seven things. The Chacham, the world of Chachma, imposes itself and imposes a tzura on this world of Golam. And Chilufehem, if you want to change something where you turn it upside down, where you make it something completely opposite of what it is, that's only Shaykh in the world of Golamis, not within that world. That's the Maggid's Vart, and it's Yerid Ad-Oimik, of the difference between two realms of activity. Within the realm of Chachman onwards, it's possible to realign, to refocus, to make changes. But if you want to be Mahafir something from A to B, within that world, it's not Shaykh. It's fascinating that Chochma Teva, we have something very similar. A liver cell cannot do what a lung cell does, and a lung cell can't do what a heart cell does. But there's something called a stem cell, which is a sort of primary version of a cell that could really become anything. And you need to bring something back to its original state of being a stem cell, and then you can make it into something else. But Kolzman, it's within the state of something differentiated and something specified and something defined. You can tweak it, it can be a little more, a little less, but it's within the framework that it has. That is those are the two tchumim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Lamed Tes, It says, Golmi ro einecha. You have seen my golem, my state of being before formation. V'kulam b'sefer yitzorun. And all of them have been formed with a sefer. Very unclear pshat. I mean, different Rishonim learn differently. But it means that all of the different properties of the person are formed by the sefer, but the person has a state of golamus, and then a state of tzura that's formed by writing a sefer. When a person to write in a sefer, you need to write instructions. You need to write definite things, and that's the sefer that comes afterwards. So there's a mehalach in Klal Yisrael, a Yeshua, where Kadosh Baruch Hu works within a certain framework. There's a mehalach of a geula, where Kadosh Baruch Hu breaks through a framework, overrides the framework. That's another mahalach. Those are the nisim, mitzrayim, and so on. But there's a different type of nes. There's a different type of mahalach that's called v'nahafich. If you take a look at the Megillah, and you look at different inyanim of haficha, then you see something fascinating that repeats itself again and again. You have the same geirel reached into a geirel is something that is mufka from chachma. I don't plan, I don't strategize, I reach into something that is beyond. And that geirel brought about something that was Rafa Klal Yisrael, the chodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, and it also brought about the good for Klal Yisrael. Mordechai was the Haman plotted against Mordechai, and then the Melech had the dream, and then Haman said what he would like to have happen to him, and it was Nishafich. It the exact plan that he had flipped around on Mordechai. It was a total hifuch. It wasn't that he didn't get as much as he wanted, or Mordechai got a little more. It flipped around totally. The inviting to the Mishta was flipping around totally. He was invited, singled out as the most chashuv person, and then that's where he was hung. The eitz that he was making for him, he got. The entire Megillah focuses around the musig of a new type of nes that's called hifuch. And the nes of hifuch means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out. This superseded, this went beyond the typical mahalach of within the framework. Even the Seder, it says that the reason why it's called a Seder is because there's a Seder Lamala in a different world, and that Seder imposes itself in this world, so it overrides it. But it's coming from a structured Metzias, but a different structured Metzias. In order for things to become the opposite, in order for things to become the exact opposite of what they are, in order for light to become dark, it has to come back to that world of Golem. That world, that sort of primordial world before Tzura. And over there, these Yifuchim come. You have different Gemaras like that. Do you want that should be Mahapach Ta'ilam the Toihu? Maybe if I bring it back, maybe your mazel will be different by Blaz, it says, and Malachim. When they cried about Rabbi Akiva, he said, in other words, there is a world that goes back to Toihu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can recast and reformulate. Anything within this Metzias is, in certain cases, is gone. And the only possibility is to go back. So the Neis and the Mahaloch of the Megillah is in this world of Hifuch. It's everything that was supposed to happen, one place after the other, everything that happened sort of flipped around and came about the opposite. And that means that it was an hugga that superseded the world of Chachma and onwards, and reached into a certain beyond to that world of Goylamas. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Melech said to come with the Sefer. I think this is my Pshat, it's not what the Magid says, but I think this is the Oimek of the Pshat in the Pasuk. It's going back to that Sefer in Kuf Lamed Tes that the Pasuk says over here, Ki Golmi Roy Necha. In other words, they had to write a new sefer. Had to write a new sefer means it went back to the metzias of Goylem and was now shayach to create a new sefer. Uboim a sefer means Achashverosh said it is an opportunity to go back to a sefer and to bring write a new sefer. That's only shayach if you start from before where the sefer is written. If you go back to the metzias of Golmi, and if you go back to the metzias of Golmi, that's where you have the possibility of writing a new sefer. There are 2 days of tshuva. There's Yom Kippur, and like Yehuda Arizal says, Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is a day of ultimate tshuva, and that's when Sifre Chaim and Meisim are Ptuchim. There are Sfarim that are open. You can write, you can add, you can work with the Sfarim. And the Pasuk says, you know, Pen Yovin Vishav V'Rafalai, that people shut out the information that the Nevi'im want to give them because they're afraid that they'll do tshuva, Pen Yovin, they'll understand finally what they're doing wrong. Vishav V'Rafalai. So on the in the Mahalach of Yom Kippur, it comes from a world of Bina, where a person could understand, and if you understand what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, you can change that. That's a Mahalach of Tshuva that spans the entire scope of Das, of a person. But sometimes it's not enough. And there's some areas that are not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave another day. Kippurim, like the famous Narizal, that it's not as big as Purim. Purim is big in some ways. There's a time when a person can reach beyond his das, behind his das, to the world of Goylamos that's inside a person, and be able to write a sefer anew. It's an incredible moment. Imagine a person. Let's take a person who's considered the best, the worst, a bedafkenik, a person who's lahachis. Whatever he's told to do, he does the opposite. He does. He bucks authority. Doesn't want to accept it. And you know that's his personality. So you can struggle with it, and you have to struggle with it. And you know, there are times you have to rein it in. There are times when it's okay. There are times this, that. That's a mahalach of tshuva within the framework of who you are. But if a person is able to sort of go beyond that and reach beyond to the world of Goylamos and ask himself, what do I mean when I want, why do I buck authority? What is it that drives me to always be at a loggerhead? And the person will say, because I want to be somebody. So what does it mean to be somebody? What you're right. What can I push out of myself to against? If it means that I am stronger than anything, it means I'm stronger than challenges also. It means instead of not doing X because I was told to do it, how about if I do what I know is right, even if it's hard for me? Isn't that my koyach ha-nefesh? Isn't my koyach ha-nefesh the assertion of myself? And the assertion of self is that even if I'm tired, I do what I have to do. Even if I'm tempted, I do what I know is right. Even if I'm struggling, I push ahead. Isn't it the same koyach ha-nefesh? Yes, it's in the world of goylamos. A person has taivas, has passions. And within the world of chachma and svarim, a person wrestles with it. A person has to rein it in. A person has to let go sometimes. That's teva dvarim. But if a person were to realize that in the world of goylam, taiva is tshuka. A person, yes, some people are dry. They don't care for much. They don't need much. They don't need to be drawn to something. They don't need to be passionate. But if a person is about taiva, it's coming from a different, in the world of goylam, it's before passion and tshuka has taken on a specific format, it's raw. And tzamalucha nafshi, kamalucha b'sari is tshuka. A person, if he's able to reach back to that world of goylamis, the person's tshuka, it becomes the kli that drives him relentlessly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, and he writes about it Talmud Torah, at the end of Talmud Torah, when he writes about the koiches ha-nefesh of a person who is infatuated with chachma, he says, like a person who's infatuated with love, there's no day, there's no night, his mind is constantly in it. He's constantly obsessing about it, thinking about it. That's the koyach ha-nefesh of ahava. So yes, it's a different, once it reaches the world of chachma, it takes on a whole different surah, and a doime, the avas ha-chachma to avas psarim and taiva. But the koyach ha-nefesh, a person who is not a driven person, is not going to have tshuk and chachm either. In the deepest koyach ha-nefesh, the world of world of goylamos, tshuk is one koyach. Once it passes a threshold, it begins to take on different formats. And it's everything like that. A person has possessions, a person wants to possess. So he asks himself, because there's a koyach in a person to want to accomplish. A person is a boirei. A person is a creator. It says in Chazal, people are boirei olamos. So one manifestation of it is building a business. But if I go back deep into the koyach of wanting to do and accomplish, then it has a whole different surah that it comes out once it passes that threshold. Purim, it's a day with a lot going on, a lot of letting out, a lot of exuberance and so on. But also in that whole exuberance and in the bit of shtia and everything with it, a person also reaches somewhat behind the Adalayada. And when a person crosses over that threshold, the person enters the world of Golmi Roenecha, of the pure raw essence of his self. And when a person has feelings and drives to do right, to do good on Purim, he's tapping something very deep. It might mean reformatting the world from Chachman down. The Sfarim, you might need to write a new Sefer, but at least you understand what the Sefer is about. It's a whole new script for the same person. And this one script fit a person, now a new script fits a person. It's incredible. It's not, whereas Yom Kippur requires a certain level of incremental changes, because that's the nature of Yom Kippur. But this in a certain sense of a nahafachu, it's of a nahafachu because a person understood who he is. Vafachta v'yisal ish acher, says by Nevuah, other places, a person becomes nehafach because the person reached it. The way to become nehafach is the person who reached into the place, into his recess of goylam. It's incredible. And it is very deep. And we're talking about really things that are, on the one hand, the Omirum Sha'olam. On the other hand, they're in each and every one of us. There's not a person here who hasn't, in a moment of transcending his das, said to himself, I wish it was different. I wish everything was different. Not I wish I could change this, that, this. I wish my book had been written differently. The only way you can write a different book is when you connect with that world of Golamis. I guess it's a tefillah of mine for myself, and from everyone, for everyone, that we should be zecher es Purim to so much that comes with Purim. And more than anything else, it's that koyach of hifuch. May it be that for a moment this Purim, we're able to get past das and enter the recess of the Gomer Roi Necho. And may we be able to see the Gomi and to see the different Sfarim that can be written for that same Gomi. And if we come with the Sefer, if we come with a new Sefer, Yoshev Machshavto Ro, then that whole collection of built up excuses, reasons, misunderstanding, perverted, distorted understandings would change. And Bezras Hashem, we should be zeicher to take the Adela Yoda, that chelik beyond das, thread a new needle through the das, write a new sefer, and be mahafik our the machshava ra lekula toiv. Bezras Hashem.